Every year, tens of thousands of aspiring doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals immerse themselves in U.S. educational and training programs, eagerly preparing for their roles as healers. In Pennsylvania in the 1980s, Rosalind Kaplan was one of them. And like many others, she was sometimes shocked by the emotional impact of the trauma she encountered. Gunshot wounds, stabbings, failed resuscitations. She vividly recalls one night as a resident on the hematology oncology service, when an elderly, extremely weak patient receiving chemotherapy experienced a massive gastrointestinal bleed. She had to perform CPR on him as he was bleeding out in the radiology suite. He died alone, on a cold metal table. And I started imagining what that would be like, she said. Kaplan showed up to morning rounds in blood and stool-coated scrubs. And when she began telling the attending physician what had happened, she started to cry. Later, the attending called Kaplan into her office to discuss the fact that she was having trouble dealing with death, an accusation Kaplan found absurd. If I hadn't been upset, I would have thought that was a much bigger problem, she said. For medical students and residents, traumatic patient encounters begin during long, grueling days of training. 4 years of medical school, traditionally including 2 years of clinical work, followed by 3 to 7 years of residency. In addition to facing death and trauma, students often experience massive workloads, long clinical hours, high expectations, and toxic work environments, which can cause depression, anxiety, and other serious symptoms. Meanwhile, they have little opportunity to process traumatic outcomes, to engage in self-care, or sometimes even to sleep. One commonly cited satirical novel about a medical residency program, The House of God, by Samuel Shem, provides a harrowing account of a cynical resident exhibiting burnout, disconnection, and a callous lack of humanity. Its narrator embraces a sexist and ageist gaze, referring to a female administrator as a large-breasted adolescent, and to elderly patients as GOMERS, an acronym for Get Out of My Emergency Room. A nursing degree, which typically requires 2 to 4 years of study, brings its own unique challenges that can also have damaging repercussions. Nursing students have reported excessive workloads and informational overwhelm that results in serious emotional, physical, and behavioral symptoms ranging from nausea to depression. A 2018 analysis of 27 cross-sectional studies found that roughly a third of nursing students experience depression worldwide. In the clinical setting, students commonly experience performance anxiety, as well as feelings of inadequacy and a lack of confidence in decision-making. Negative or unsupportive relationships with faculty has been identified as a major stressor, one with far-reaching impact, as caring faculty plays a significant role in students' intent to graduate.